Welcome to Teaching Gwinnett, a Gwinnett County Public Schools podcast. I'm your host, Bernard Watson, and on this edition of the pod, we're talking about the relaunch of an important GCPS program that positively impacts lives. I'm talking about the district's community-based mentoring program. And joining me to discuss what I call the new and improved community-based mentoring program is Brianna James, an outstanding senior student at South Gwinnett High School. Let's make some noise for the Comets. I'm also joined by Bill Merritt, a longtime mentor, but we begin first with James Rayford, the director of the community-based mentoring program. James, it's a pleasure having you on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bernard. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We are always happy to have you on the show. I think this is the second time you've been on the podcast, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, let's get right into these questions we have for you. Tell us, what is the purpose of the mentoring program?
Our purpose of the Gwinnett County Public Schools community-based mentoring program is to provide that caring adult who's going to pour into our students, who believes in them, and to try to help them be successful as they navigate this thing called life, both in school and out of school.
So I know you've been with the program since its very beginning, but this year we're having a relaunch. What's different about the program this year as opposed to years past?
Well, this year our community-based mentoring program is mentoring for all, for each and every student. We're no longer designed by gender or ethnicity, but we're serving students who could benefit from having a mentor regardless of their gender or ethnicity. We'll continue to serve students in grades 4 through 12. That's the main difference. Another difference that you're going to see in our community-based mentoring program, Bernard, is the type of support that we'll provide our students. We will continue to provide support through one-to-one and small group mentoring, but we're doing something a little different in terms of how we provide support to our local schools. We'll be providing mentoring support to local schools, as well as this year, we're going to be gathering information on those organizations that are providing mentoring to our Gwinnett County Public Schools students, and so we're going to be able to capture that information.
So how does this align with our blueprint for the future?
All of our goals of our community-based mentoring program are aligned to the blueprint. One, for instance, when we talk about equity. So our goal is to provide those resources to meet the needs of our students that's going to be both non-academic as well as academic so that we can remove barriers to success. We also talk about excellence. When we talk about excellence for our community-based mentoring program, our goal is to ensure that we can recruit, train, retain both men and women in our community to serve as role model for our students. And then we also focus on empathy, where we provide resources and support to our students as well as their families, because we know how important family engagement is.
So what does the ideal mentor look like?
Great question. The ideal mentor is someone who believes in students, someone who wants to make a difference. Volunteer mentors can come from all walks of life. They can be educators, government, business, entrepreneurs, social media influencers, community and civic organizations, and even retirees.
So how do you become a mentor?
Well, you have to be at least 21 years of age. You complete an online application that would also entail references being provided. Once the application and references are complete, you then do a virtual interview. After the interview, we then set up an opportunity for a volunteer mentor training session, which is also virtual, and then they come in to HR to have their fingerprints and background information complete.
So why is mentoring important for students? What's its impact?
Well, you know, mentoring can impact an eternity because you never know where your influence is going to end. I think one particular stat that stands out is one research showed that 78% of students who have a mentor are more likely to volunteer as an adult in their community. And I think that's huge.
So how does the community-based mentoring program support parents of the students? Right, because I'm sure some people might be wondering, you know, as a parent, am I giving up my parental rights, or am I fighting with that mentor to impact or influence the student? How does that work?
Absolutely not. We actually enjoy and we want our parents to be engaged. That's one of the things that we do. We have this thing called the triad, which consists of the mentor, the mentee, and the parent. And so we provide opportunities for our parents to be engaged. we collaborate with other divisions of Gwinnett County Public Schools to provide those just-in-time resources, like the Family Engagement Center. We work with other divisions to ensure that our parents have the resources that they need to support their child. So we look at the mentor being a partner with our parents and our students to ensure that they are on the same page, and we want those that students to be successful.
So it's almost like you're creating a village for the student.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, James, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. But when we return, we'll hear from a mentor and mentee in the program. Stay tuned.
Are you 65 or older and a resident of Gwinnett County? Do you want to enjoy the best sports and entertainment that Gwinnett County Schools has to offer? Then we've got your ticket, the Gwinnett County Public Schools Senior Pass. You'll have entry into all regular season Gwinnett County Public Schools sporting and fine arts events. It never expires, and it's absolutely free. For more information, call 678-301-7274, and we'll see you at the ballgame.
Welcome back. I'm joined now by Brianna James, and as I shared earlier, she's a senior at South Gwinnett High School and a mentee. Brianna, welcome.
Hi, guys.
So first of all, congratulations on being a senior. How's it been so far?
Senior year has been picking up very fast, but it's been interesting along the way.
And you haven't gotten senioritis quite yet, right?
No.
Well, wait, you hesitated way too long for that one. You've still got another semester to go yet, right?
I say no because I feel it coming, but I'm fighting it really hard. I'm fighting it really hard.
Yeah, because you've got big things planned for yourself after graduation, right? Tell us what you plan to do.
So after graduation, I plan to go to aviation school to start off as a private pilot and then work my way up to commercial.
Okay, I know you've probably been hit with this several times, but we're going to hit you with it again. When you get that license, make sure you come by and pick up James and I and Mr. Merritt as well. Yes. We want to go to Vegas, Honolulu, some point, Europe. So write that down.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget about the little people when you're soaring high up there, all right?
Yes, sir.
Seriously, though, I want to ask you, how did this all get started? Did you ask for a mentor?
So in elementary school, I started off in the My Girls Are Pros program. And then Ms. Kearney recommended me to be a mentee as I got into my eighth grade, ninth grade year, and it just started there from me being in the mentor program.
So was it hard to establish a relationship with your mentor?
No, me and my mentor fell in place really fast. Like, I remember I was in band, and she told, like, it started with, experience and similarities, and then we just started hanging out. She played the trumpet, and at the time, I was struggling in my band class. So once I seen that she could connect with me, the connection started there.
Did you feel the need for a mentor?
I didn't, but I was looking for a friend. So
tell me about that relationship. How do you characterize that relationship?
She's very smart. So she's like a second mom at this point. Like, she comes with us for holidays, and she'll come to the house, just talk to us and things like that. Like, we'll go out. But when it comes to Miss Venicia, she's a very, 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 very loving person, and I needed that at the time because, you know, I'm transitioning into high school. I was nervous. I needed that person that was in my ear. Like, that's not my mom. Of course, my mom was there, but my mom was, like, throwing everything at me, like, this is how it was for me. But Ms. Venetia's like, just calm down. You're going to love it. Just do this. Just do that. So once I looked at her as that second mom, I didn't see a problem with her coming around anymore.
That's awesome. That's what I was going to ask you, how that dynamic works when you have, your mom, your family. But you're saying it was beneficial to hear that outside voice. It made an impact on you.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves her.
What do you like or most appreciate about your mentor?
That she's always a listening ear.
So you're talking about the great things. Have there been any times where there's been some tension, where you guys maybe were butting heads?
No. If I have a problem, she'll be like, well, why not just call me? Well, maybe once, but I wouldn't say it's tension. It's more so she wants me to call her more. But now that I'm a senior, it's kind of like everything's so crunched together. So I'm working on, like, opening my time up and calling everybody more. But like I said, I wouldn't say there was tension. It's never a dull moment. Like, we'll go out, we'll eat, just bust out laughing about anything. Like, I love having her around.
As you look back over the years and your relationship with your mentor, what would you say has most contributed to your success?
What would I say most contributed to my success?
Is it a piece of advice that she gave you? Was it an experience you had?
Well, like I said earlier, she's kind of like a second me. She's just older. Like, pretty much everything I've done, she's done. Like, when it comes to band, track, anything like that, she has done. So I can go to her for advice, and I know she's always going to lead me right.
So what would you say to a friend or another student who maybe is younger than you, or maybe your same age? I don't need any mentor. I'm good. I got this thing handled. I don't need somebody on the outside telling me what to do or being my friend.
I kind of felt that at first, but once you have that second opinion, once you have that person that can give you the comfortable advice, not the hard advice, you'll enjoy it because you know you can go talk to them anytime you can, anytime you need, anytime you want to, anytime you can.
Now I want to welcome Bill Merritt to the show. Bill has been a mentor for more than a dozen years, 14 to be exact. Bill, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
That's a long time to serve your community, to serve young men and women in this program. What moved you to become a mentor?
Well, I have a very interesting story. I was a high school basketball referee for about 17 years. And I was running up and down the court, and I felt a pain in my leg and was no longer able to officiate. So that left a kind of a void in my life. And then this young man named James Rayford came to my church, talked to my men's group, made this passionate plea for men to help in the community, to help out at schools, young men who were struggling to try to graduate and stay in school, and that we could be an influencer on somebody's life. So I took the bait, I signed up, and I'm here now.
You answered the call.
Yes, I did.
What's the toughest thing about being a mentor?
The toughest thing is creating a connection between the mentee and the mentor. James had a great process of mating the mentor and the mentee together along with the parents. So the parents could get a chance to see the individuals that would be mentoring their children. But that's all on paper. So you have to break the ice with the mentee to make sure you can communicate that the mentee will talk to you. And sometimes that's very difficult. One experience that I had, my longtime mentee had 3 or 4 words in his vocabulary: yes, no, okay, fine, how's your day? Never wanted to go into any conversation. So I found, that I could reach him was I started going to his basketball games. So I would go to his basketball games, and he began to open up, and it established a long relationship, and we still have that relationship today.
So what are some of the important things you try to share with your mentees?
The importance of education, the importance of listening, having good communication skills, and setting goals. And also being able to be held accountable for those goals that you have set. The mentoring program provided much of this information through the workshops that we had.
So I know we have a lot of young men in our school district, really in society in general, that really don't have that male influence in their life. So we need men to step up, and you're doing that. But that's also got to be hard, as you just mentioned, because some of these young men, or a lot of them, aren't used to maybe having a consistent male in their life. So how tough is that to get over maybe those initial barriers and getting them to where you can really develop an authentic relationship with them?
It can be really tough, but you have to be consistent. You have to be a person of your word. So if you tell a young person that you're going to pick them up to take them to a mentoring event, you need to show up to take them to that event to be on time. You need to be engaged. If you're supposed to call them once a week, you need to call them once a week. You also have to establish a relationship with the parents, because the parents will either bring the person or you will bring the person. So that once you get over those hurdles, you'll be able to dig deep into the surface to find that person that's there, that person that really doesn't realize that mentoring can benefit them.
Would you say overcoming that barrier is the toughest part about being, or toughest challenge about being a mentor?
Yes, because it doesn't always start out as smoothly as you'd like. you may have somebody that's your mentee, and they may be pushing back because they don't want to be in the program. So you have to try to find a way to work around that. And you also have to establish that relationship with the parents. So the parent would also be engaged. And then you tell the parent that we are what you call a resource. We are a resource to help you. We're not trying to replace you. We work as a team.
So if I'm listening and I'm interested in being a mentor, I'm hearing a lot, but does it require a lot of time? How much time do I need to have to invest in a young man or woman?
The interesting part about mentoring is every little bit helps. There are some mentors that will benefit from one-on-one mentoring with their mentee. There are others that do well in groups. But we also have workshops where if you have a talent, skill, or ability, that you can come in and display that to young people. We've had professional athletes come. We've had radio hosts come. We've had a guy that brought a drone in.
Tell me about that one moment that you had or interaction that made you say, this is why I do it.
Yes. So my second mentee graduated from Discovery High School. He was the first class of Discovery High. I started working with him somewhere around the fifth or sixth grade. And to watch him walk across the stage, it was touching. And to see his mother there and to have them say these words, we really appreciate you, really made a difference.
Do you have kids?
I have two daughters and two son-in-laws and five grandchildren.
So how do you or do you weave your family around or involve your family with your mentee?
I have been blessed because my family embraced the mentoring process from the very beginning. So they were on board as well. They are big supporters of the program. They allowed me to have the time to be able to spend with other families because I did my homework at home and I spent time with them.
Bill Merritt, thank you.
Wash your hands. First, you need some soap, then scrub for 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock near you, then sing the ABC song. Be sure to scrub front and back, under your fingernails, and between your fingers. Dry your hands with a clean towel or a paper towel. For more information, go to www.cdc.gov/cleanhands.
It's time now to take you back to that time in your life that may have caused you a full-on panic attack or a jolt of superconfidence. You know, when your teacher gave you a test or a quiz you weren't expecting. In other words, it's time for Pop Quiz. Pop Quiz is a series of multiple choice and or true or false questions about Gwinnett County Public Schools that you have to answer. The hope is at the end of Pop Quiz, our listeners will have learned a few interesting facts about Gwinnett County Public Schools and our guests. Are you ready?
Yes.
That doesn't sound too convincing. Are all of you ready?
Yes.
Okay, that's a little bit better. I'm worried about you. Question number one. What GCPS school was recently named the best high school in the state and one of the best in the nation by U.S. News and World Report? Option A, North Gwinnett High School. Option B, Peachtree Ridge High School. Or option C, the Gwinnett School of Mathematics, Science, and Technology.
The Gwinnett School of Mathematics and Science Technology.
C would be our choice.
Correct. Question number two. Which school has a basketball court named after a retired NBA player? A, Meadow Creek High School. B, Archer High School. C, South Gwinnett High. Or D, Grayson High School.
South Gwinnett High.
Correct. You guys are on a roll. 2 for 2. Question number three. What university did Superintendent Dr. Calvin J. Watts graduate from? A, Howard University. B, Georgia Southern University. C, Clark Atlanta University. Or D, Hampton University.
A, Howard University.
Yes, A, Howard University.
A is my answer.
Correct. You guys are 3 for 3. Question number 4. how many schools in our district start with the letter M? A, 10, B, 5, C, 20, or D, 14? James?
10.
Brianna?
5.
Bill?
14.
Bill, you are correct. 14 is the correct answer. Okay, guys, here is the last question. This is the hardest question of them all. So if you need some time to take a breath, I got a phone here you can call for a lifeline. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
Brianna, you've been quiet.
Bring it on.
Okay, I'm just saying, here we go. You have to pick one. Answer one at a time. Would you rather give up brushing your teeth or give up using soap?
Using soap.
Using soap.
Using soap.
You guys said that pretty quickly. Why, James? Why soap instead of brushing your teeth?
You can't communicate with someone with bad breath who hadn't brushed their teeth.
Brianna?
I say giving up soap because there's substitutes.
Bill?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that we have to communicate so often. I think we could survive somebody not having soap than somebody having odor coming from the mouth.
Okay, everyone, stand by. Our crack team of accountants are tabulating the score, and you passed. Yay! Thank you so much, Brianna, Bill, and James. We appreciate you stopping by. This has been both informative and fun, and I wish you all continued success.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. Well, if you want more information about the community-based mentoring program, visit the district's website. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. Do us a favor. Go tell a friend or two to tune in and listen. You can find us on the GCPS website and wherever podcasts are found. Until next time, take care.